First order is approval of minutes from May 7th, 20th, and May 20th.
So moved.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Public Works.
Good morning. Public Works is requesting authorization to amend their major equipment list to include to upgrade the shop radios and ancillary equipment at three shops. That would be Prattsburg, Mount Washington, and Curtis. All three shops that had work completed to it, or new shops.
So from what I understand, we're staying in low band for the shops.
Correct. Yeah. Until the upgrade in 3 to 5.
Yeah, it's going to converting highway to high band.
Yeah.
Would also essentially necessitate, just like it did with law enforcement and fire, right, necessitate upgrading the locals as well.
Yeah.
And we don't want to dump that on them, and we want to look for grant funds. So talking to Tim, you know, we're doing this regional radio project now. We're going to keep our eye out for grant funds, but also start communicating with the towns that if we have a time frame, kind of like we did with law enforcement and fire, you know, prepare, because, you know, start budgeting for new radios, because Tim was saying, you know, the high band ones now are going for $1,200. So
no, I think it's a good move to stay low band. And the more people go to high, the better their low band is.
Because, yeah, it seems like it works for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So move.
Second.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Sheriff.
Morning.
Morning.
Looking for authorization to accept a DCGS technology grant, the amount of $665,000. And speaking with Stacy, we're requesting that this is listed as a project in case it takes more than 1 year to do.
I'll move it for discussion.
I'll second. Do we have a plan for these funds, where they're going right now? Or
yes, everything is earmarked.
Okay. What's the plan for them?
So when we put in the grant application, we had to put specific equipment that it goes to. So it's going to drone, fixed and mobile license plate readers, new in-car cameras with license plate readers, as part of the software, and also 5-year maintenance and evidence store, or 5-year maintenance and storage in evidence.com for any data downloaded by those.
It was all detailed in an email he sent.
Yeah.
Out.
Yeah. I didn't see that. Yeah.
He just wanted to see if I could say it off the top of my head.
Any other questions? My question. So since we're changing this as a project, does public safety have to amend their?
No.
Does it?
Finance does it, and it would require full board approval anyhow. So
okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Okay. Thank you much.
Thank you.
Community services.
Good morning.
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 I'm here to ask for approval to appropriate opioid funds to Catholic Charities Opioid Committee in the amount of $14,350.46. We have to transfer the money from the opioid fund account to our department to pay out on the contract. The contracts were approved several months ago in committee. This is a rollover actually from last year, from unspent funds that had been allocated to them.
Do we have to do these two separately?
Probably should.
Yeah.
All right. Is there a motion for this one?
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And then I would like approval to appropriate funds, opioid funds, to Catholic Charities Prevention Coalition in the amount of $41,496. This is for their operations for the year. Again, the contract was approved several months ago, but we need to transfer the funds from the opioids.
I'll move it. Second.
Why is this just totally separate than number one, as in this is a separate service that they're providing?
Yes. Yeah, so the $14,350 is going to the opioid committee itself. where they do like the Narcan kits. And then the Prevention Coalition is a separate program under the agency. Yeah.
All right. Thanks.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
Kenny.
Good morning. I'm here to request to accept $85,000 in.
That's all right. Keep going.
Did I skip in front of somebody?
Oh, you just tricked Kenny.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, you're fine. You're up. Let's do social services.
It's the price you pay for me entertaining you during executive session. I can't hear, so sorry, guys. Anyway, I'm here to request permission to accept $85,000 in ARPA funding, appropriate it into our major equipment line item to purchase two vehicles.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions?
Can ARPA be used to buy vehicles?
Yeah, so this is not our ARPA. This is state ARPA.
Okay.
So they made it known they had available funds, and Kathy jumped at the chance. So
good.
Is this to add vehicles, or is this the idea that this is going to replace some older vehicles?
No, we'll be adding vehicles. So we're going to purchase one van because oftentimes our adult protective services workers are moving folks from one place to another, and then another car for transportation.
Okay.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, sorry, now I'll say Kenneth instead of Kenny.
I'm not going to let Tammy go because I'm going to bat me out on something. So I don't want to run an off early. So,
all right. First item, requesting authorization to transfer within the EMS budget $500,000 from the fringe benefit line to the wages and paramedics line.
Motion, Horton.
Second, Nichols.
Questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Second, requesting approval of a change order with Schuler Haas in the amount of $28,451.46 for the DC plant power project to include the addition of the Quackenbush site. This is a site that originally we did not include in that scope of work with the targeted grant and the interconnectivity with the other counties coming up. That now is a critical site, so we are going to do this change order under the existing project so we can check that one off the list ahead of time.
Yes.
The money's there, Kenny. Everything's good on that.
It's all grant funded.
Yeah. I'll make the motion.
Second.
I got a question.
Yes, sir.
The what have you got, a converter there to convert it from AC to DC?
Yeah, so there is DC. There is equipment there that runs actually on DC, and then there's equipment there that runs on AC as well. So
okay.
Yep.
A little of both. Okay.
Yep.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
The second part of that is requesting approval for a budget adjustment within the Homeland Security Grant FY19. This is part of the previous DC power plant adjustment, plus just cleaning up that grant and moving some additional funds so we can close that grant out. That's going to be a transfer for $64,565.03 from a portion from tower rental and a portion from consultants to the major line item.
Motion, Horton.
Second, Nichols.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
The last one is a requesting authorization to accept the Motorola Regional proposal Motorola Regional radio proposal in amount of $4,700,000. This is grant funded and comes out of the targeted SIG 22 grant that we receive. That grant was $5,846,500. So this is the Motorola project that will allow interconnectivity with Allegheny, Chemung, and Schuyler, and Steuben. And that'll give us redundancy with those counties as well.
Motion, Horton.
Second, Nichols.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you.
Thank you. Commissioner Finance.
Good morning.
Stacy.
The standard monthly reports for equipment and capital project purchase orders, budget transfers and amendments, and statement of corrections under 2500 have been submitted. Are there any questions?
Nothing.
I didn't have any. I looked through them last week when we got them.
Thank you.
Yep.
That was too easy for
him. I just have one item, which is a contract renewal. Hopefully everyone had a chance to review the memo I sent out about a week and a half ago related to the 3+1 renewal. They requested a 4% increase to $43,940 per year. And they agreed to hold this amount for 2 years if we agreed to extend for the 2-year term. So that's what I'm here to request authorization to do.
I like the memo you sent us that showed us where, you know, that really helped, and it showed the year's track record that we could see where it helped.
Yeah.
So I'll make the motion.
I'll make second.
I would agree that summary was very helpful.
Yeah.
Good.
Very good.
Any other questions?
It just, do you think it's, we should just renew again? Personal
yeah, I definitely think it's worth the investment of the contract.
We haven't had any issues with them.
No, they've been very good.
It's much more active.
Man, not that Pammy and Mitch and their predecessors didn't do a great job, but it's daily active management of our investments. So yeah. it's really been fruitful. And I think, did they say at finance school how many other counties are using them?
It's a lot. It's I think only a handful that aren't. At
yeah.
Point, so
good. No other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you.
All right. Motion to adjourn.
Okay. I moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
You picked up a second somewhere in that chatter, right? Okay. I know I can count on you for doing that.
And that means it's an open. You're in trouble.